The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 21, Texts Number 26 and 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 20th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 21, Texts Number 26 and 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sacheya Viprajajarshir. Mahishya Shatarupaya. Ayasyati Dridikshushtvam. Parishmo Dhammakaru Vidam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The day after tomorrow, O Brahmana, that celebrated emperor who is expert in religious activities will come here with his queen Shatarupa wishing to see you. So now we'll read 27 on this one. Atmajam masitapangim vyayashila gunan vitam mrigayantim patim dashyat yanu rupayate prabho. Translation and purport. He has a grown-up daughter whose eyes are black. She is ready for marriage and she has good character and all good qualities. She is also searching for a good husband, my dear sir. Her parents will come to see you who are exactly suitable for her just to deliver their daughter as your wife. Purport. The selection of a good husband for a good girl was always entrusted to the parents. Here it is clearly stated that Manu and his wife were coming to see Kardama Muni to offer their daughter because the daughter was well qualified and the parents were searching out a similarly qualified man. This is the duty of parents. Girls are never thrown into the public street to search out their husband, for when girls are grown up and are searching after a boy, they forget to consider whether the boy they select is actually suitable for them. Out of the urge for sex desire, a girl may accept anyone. But if the husband is chosen by the parents, they can consider who is to be selected and who is not. According to the Vedic system, therefore, the girl is given order of suitable husband, suitable boy by the parents. She is never allowed to select her own husband independently.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raguna Danvitam Tam Sajivam Sadahitam Savadutam Padijana Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivashakandvitam Shcha.
So, we're talking about arranged marriages today.
Днеска говорим за уредени женитби.
Well, what will the modern people say if they hear about this? Barbaric! This is like the savages.
Това е като диваците.
They can't conceive of such a thing, you see. You gotta let the boy and the girl play the field. Let the girl go out and be a prostitute for a while. Have sex with this boy and sex with that boy. Yeah, let her have some fun, and then she can decide which one she likes to have sex with the best.
Нека момичето да излезе и да прави секс с това момче, с това момче и накрая да си избере с кое момче най харесва да прави секс.
They call that freedom.
И това се нарича свобода.
This is crazy.
Но това е лудост.
This arranged marriage system has gone on for thousands of years in India.
Тази система на уредените женитби е продължава хилядолетия.
And there was no divorce.
И не е имало изобщо разводи.
Now the so-called free marriages, there's so much divorce.
Сега с така наречените свободни бракове има толкова много разводи.
So many broken homes.
Толкова много домове биват разбити.
So many children that grow up in a one-parent family, dysfunctional kids growing up.
Толкова много деца израстват в семейство с по един родител и те не се развиват нормално.
Actually, these arranged marriages are still going on in India. One of my disciples, Abhay Charan Das, he's a young man, a single man who's working a job there in Austin. His parents said, "Come back to India, son, we have a wife picked out for you."
И родителите му казаха: "Сине, върни се в Индия, намерили сме ти съпруга."
So he got on the airplane, he went back and married her. That's all.
Той се качи на
самолет. Brought her back to America.
Отиде в Индия, ожени се за нея и се върна с нея в Америка.
And it's a wonderful marriage, you see.
И сега това е една много прекрасна женитба.
Formerly they used to marry when they were little children.
А в миналото се женили още докато били малки деца.
Mataji, what age were your parents married? What was how old was your father and mother?
На каква възраст майката и бащата са се
ожени? No, we were married at that age now.
No, what was the age?
My mother was 5 and father was 10.
The father was 10-year-old boy and the girl was 5. They got married at that age, you see.
Бащата е бил на 10 години, а майка и на 5 години, когато се ожени.
This was the Vedic system. When they're small children, you get them married.
Това е ведическата система. Когато са били още малки деца, вече е уредена женитбата.
Actually, there are some shastric statements somewhere.
Всъщност казва се в шастрите.
That if a father does not have his daughter married by her first menstrual cycle.
Че ако бащата не ожени дъщеря си до първият им менструален цикъл.
He has to eat it.
Той трябва да го изяде.
Yeah, there's some statement like that. Navedev. So the girl had to be married before puberty, you see.
Така че момичето, девойката трябва да се ожени преди да стигне пубертет.
In this way, as soon as sex desire is there, she already has a husband. She doesn't have to worry about getting her sex desire fulfilled.
С други думи, когато се появи сексуалното и желание, тя вече има съпруг, не е нужно да удовлетворява някъде друго сексуалното.
But the modern day society, they'll never accept this. It's just too far from their culture.
Но съвременното общество никога няма да приеме това, защото е твърде далеч от тяхната култура.
They can't conceive of it.
Те дори не могат и да си го представят.
How it could be possible?
Как е възможно това?
But the Vedic culture was like that for thousands of years. Even still today, it's going on. Of course, if the parents aren't Krishna conscious, then it's a problem. And that's the problem with it nowadays. We had some of our students who were Krishna conscious, and their parents. They surrendered to their parents' marriage choice, but the girl wasn't Krishna conscious, and the boy wasn't strong enough to make the wife Krishna conscious.
Примерно момчето е Кришна осъзнато, но родителите му си избрали момиче, което не е Кришна осъзнато, и момчето не било толкова силно в Кришна съзнание, че да направи.
One young man was coming regularly to our programs.
Един младеж идваше редовно на нашите програми.
For years, but then as soon as he got married, no more coming.
продължение на години, но щом се ожени, спря да идва.
So if the parents are not Krishna conscious, then the arranged marriage thing is not very practical.
Така че ако родителите не са Кришна съзнати, тогава тези уредени женитби не са много практично нещо.
But if they are Krishna conscious,
но ако са Кришна съзнати,
it's a very good system.
Системата е много добра.
The parents pick out a nice match between their children.
Родителите избират подходящ партньор за своето дете.
In other words, marriage is this part of your family duty, that's all.
С други думи, женитбата на ваши деца е част от семейния ви дълг.
You have a duty to get educated, and you do that, you see, you're supposed to go to school.
Едно от задълженията е да образовате децата си, да ходят на училище.
Then you have a duty to get married also, you do that, it's just a part of your family duty.
Също имате задължение да ги ожените, да ги омъжете.
This is how it was done, you see.
По този начин се прави.
So it was very, very nice system, actually.
С други думи, тази система била много хубава система. Много добре работеща.
Of course, one had the option to remain brahmachari also. They did culture.
Разбира се, има и тази възможност човек да остане брамачари.
From the age of 5 to the age of 25, he would live in the ashram of the spiritual master.
От 5 годишна до 25 годишна възраст той живее в ашрама на духовния учител.
And then he could choose whether he wants to remain as a brahmachari or take a wife.
И след това може да избере дали иска да остане брамачари или да вместо това да приеме съпруга.
So in this way the culture was a very first class culture going on.
Така тази култура била много първокласна.
People were happy.
И хората били щастливи.
It was not a culture based on sense enjoyment.
Тази култура не се основавала на сетивното наслаждение.
And we see now that people are trying to base their happiness on sense enjoyment.
В днешно време можем да видим как хората се опитват да станат щастливи чрез сетивно наслаждение.
And what is the result?
Резултат е какъв?
They're completely miserable.
Резултат е, че те са напълно нещастни.
Why?
Защо?
Because you are not your body.
Защото ние не сме тези тела.
Trying to base your happiness on sense gratification means you are living a lie.
Опитвайки се да основете щастието си на стилото наслаждение, означава, че се мамите сами се.
It means one is living in a state of untruth.
Вие живеете в едно състояние на лъжа, на истина.
Dishonesty is a dirty feeling.
Това да не си честен, да лъжеш, е мръсно чувство.
Dishonesty gives one guilt, a sense of guilt.
Да живееш с лъжа, това ти носи чувство на вина.
It doesn't bring happiness to become dishonest.
Не можеш да бъдеш щастлив, ако лъжеш.
To become honest, that brings happiness.
Честността, истината носи щастие.
So, we should live honestly.
Затова ние трябва да живеем честно.
We should live according to the truth.
Ние трябва да живеем в хармония с истината.
The truth is that we are not these bodies.
А истината е, че ние не сме тези тела.
The truth is we are spirit souls.
Истината е, че ние сме духовни същества.
So we should live in that reality.
И ние трябва да живеем в тази реалност.
Taking only what is necessary to stay healthy.
И да приемаме само това, което е необходимо, за да запазваме здравето си.
And putting the balance energy into awakening the dormant enlightened consciousness within the heart.
И с остатъка от нашата енергия трябва да се опитваме да събудим своето просветлено съзнание.
Bhagavad Gita 5:16.
16 стих от 5 глава на Бхагавад Гита.
Генейна ту тада гьянам йешам нашитам атманах тешам мадиджам ваджгьянам пракашаяти татпадам. When one is enlightened with that knowledge by which nescience is destroyed,
когато човек е просветлен с това знание, което унищожава невежеството,
then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime.
Това знание му разкрива всичко, както слънцето осветява всичко през деня.
So if you will live in truth,
така ако вие живеете с истината,
if you will live in the reality of your spiritual identity,
ако вие живеете в реалността на вашата духовна идентичност,
then you will become enlightened with spiritual vision.
Тогава вие ще бъдете просветлени с духовно зрение.
You will see everywhere the supreme absolute truth.
И вие ще може да виждате навсякъде върховната абсолютна истина.
Ямам пашати сарвата, сарвам чамай пашати. 6:30 Bhagavad Gita. Дашахам на пранашами, сачами на пранашати. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
За някой, който ме вижда навсякъде, аз никога не съм загубен и нито пък той е загубен за мен.
So how would you like to see Krishna at every minute?
Не бихте ли искали да виждате Кришна във всеки миг?
That supremely beautiful superstar.
Тази върховно красива суперзвезда.
The ultimate superstar.
Върховната суперзвезда.
He puts all the heroes of this world to nowhere. They're nothing compared to Krishna.
В сравнение с него всички герои в този свят са нищо.
In this world, everybody likes to meet some celebrity, you know. Oh, I met George Harrison, you know, or I met President Obama, or, you know, it's a big thing. I met Mahatma Gandhi, or, you know, it's a big thing if you can meet some celebrity, you see.
В този свят всеки иска да се среща с някоя известна личност и това се смята за голямо постижение.
But these celebrities are nothing.
Но тези известни личности са нищо.
There is only one true celebrity, and that is Krishna.
How can I
say such a thing?
Here's
why I can say such a thing. There are other celebrities, that's true. But how long they are celebrated? Where is John Lennon now? He was killed in New York City. Where is he now? He's a cock, a rat or a cock. Who knows where he is? Prabhupada gave the example of Napoleon. He said, there in France, in Paris, there's a statue that says, Napoleon is France and France is Napoleon. But France is still there. And where is Napoleon? Maybe he's a rat living by the Eiffel Tower, you know. So you become a big, big celebrated person in this world, you know, Michael Jackson or this or that, you see. But when you leave your body, whereabouts unknown? Your fame and your superstardom will be finished. But Krishna is eternally celebrated as the supreme superstar. There's no one more famous than Krishna. There's no one more powerful than Krishna. There's no one more good looking than Krishna. There's nobody more renowned than Krishna. There's nobody more wealthy than Krishna. There's nobody more knowledgeable than Krishna. Therefore, who is the most famous person? It must be Krishna. So just imagine if you can associate with the supreme superstar at every minute. You can become an intimate associate of the supreme superstar. One of his inner circle of friends, associates. Wow, wouldn't that be cool? That's Krishna consciousness. You see, that is Krishna consciousness. I don't understand why the whole world hasn't taken this movement. Only I can figure out they must be sleeping. Because otherwise, who would not want to become a pure devotee of Krishna? Won't you realize what's going on, that here's the supreme person who's controlling everything? Just like if your favorite superstar came to do a concert here in Sofia.
Представете си, че вашата любима суперзвезда идва да изнесе концерт в София.
It was announced he wants to meet all of his fans. You see, he wants to come down and have a personal meeting with each one of his fans. Everybody would run. You see.
И той е дошъл да има лична среща с всеки един от неговите фенове. Всички ще се затекат на там.
So Krishna is offering that.
Кришна предлага това нещо.
If you will become the servant of my servant, then you can come and be my intimate associate.
Той казал, ако станете слуга на моя слуга, тогава вие можете да дойдете и да бъдете в моето обкръжение.
You cannot come directly.
Не може обаче директно да дойде.
But if you will come with under the auspices of one of my devotees, then you're welcome to come and become my intimate associate.
Но ако дойдете под опеката на един от моите преданодани, тогава сте добре дошли да станете част от моето обкръжение.
It just means they're dull. That people are dull. You don't understand.
Това означава, че хората просто са с притъпени умове и не могат да разберат за какво става.
They're running after, it's like a dog. You ever seen a dog chasing his own tail, going in circles?
Те са като кучето, което си гони опашката в кръг, така.
This is a tail-chasing civilization.
Това е една цивилизация, която си гони опашката.
They're simply dogs chasing their own tail, you see.
Това са просто кучета, които си гонят собствената опашка.
It's foolishness.
Това е
Where are they going?
Къде отиват всъщност?
What are they accomplishing?
И какво изобщо постигат?
After coming, after great endeavor of the human form of life, where are they going in their next life?
След като с големи усилия са стигнали до човешката форма, за къде са се запътили в следващия си живот?
They're becoming dogs and cats. That's where they're heading in their next life.
Да станат котки и кучета. Към това са се отправили в следващия си живот.
Собака. So, what is the use of such a life?
Yeah, the word is kuchka.
What's the Bulgarian word for dog?
Kuche.
Kucha?
Kuche.
Kuche? Kuche, kuche, kuche. Come here, kuche. Come on, kuche. They're going mad after kuche. Nice kuche.
Oh, hello, kuchense.
You see, they're going mad after kuche. They sleep with kuche at night. Actually, sometimes some women, they even have sex with kuche. It's very disgusting, you see. So in this way, there are people who are bewildered by the material nature. They don't understand how to revive their eternal blissful nature. Did you know that suffering is stupid? To suffer is stupid. Because the actual self doesn't suffer. The only suffering that we go through is misidentifying ourselves with this gross matter. That's all.
Единственото страдание, което ние се подлагаме да се отъждествяваме погрешно с.
The only reason we ever suffer it is due to misidentification with this body. That's all.
С материята. Единствената причина, за която страдаме, е, че се отъждествяваме неправилно с това тяло.
All you have to do to achieve unlimited bliss.
Което трябва да направите за постигнете безкрайно божество.
Is realize that you're the eternal spirit soul servant of Krishna.
Е да осъзнаете, че вие сте вечна духовна душа, слуга на Кришна.
And absorb yourself 100% in his service.
И да се потопите на 100% в служението.
It's really that simple.
Наистина е толкова просто.
It's so easy.
Е толкова лесно.
It's like taking candy from a baby.
Taking
candy from a baby, you see.
Това е като да е като едно дете бебе да приеме
бомбон. Not difficult.
Не е никак трудно.
To take Krishna consciousness.
Да се приеме Кришна съзнание.
But we make it difficult.
Ние го правим, го усложняваме.
Because we keep going back and forth.
Защото ние все още сме
Should I surrender?
Се колебаеме.
Should I not surrender?
Да се отдам ли?
Should I surrender?
Да се отдам ли?
Should I not surrender? Should I surrender? Should I not surrender? We get all wrapped up on the mental plane. all agitated. Should I surrender? Should I not surrender? We become very disturbed. Yes. Trying to resolve this conflict through mental speculation. But if we just say, what's the use of speculating? Let me take the word of the great Acharyas, the Mahajanas. That this mental speculation won't take me anywhere. Let me take the guidance of these great spiritual masters. Mahajano yena gatasta panta. One must follow the pathway of the great Mahajanas. If you're lost in the forest and you cannot find your way out, when you keep wandering, if you find somebody who knows the way out, or will you follow him? He says, I know the way out of here. I can take you out of this material existence. I can take you to Krishna. In the spiritual world, I can personally take you to meet Krishna in the spiritual sky. Will you say, no, I want to make it on my own. I am great. Or will you say, yes, Guru Maharaj, take me out of here? You see? Generally, we want to do it on our own. We're thinking, I'm great. I mean, why should I humble myself before a spiritual master? I mean, after all, I am Bulgarian. I am great. I am male, therefore I am great. Or I am female, therefore I am great. Why should I take guidance of Guru? You see the pride? So therefore we continue to wander in this forest of material existence. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Until we can finally come to our senses and realize this is foolishness. I have served my senses for millions of lifetimes, and where has it gotten me? Another damn rotting body, that's all. So let me at least make the experiment. Give one life completely in the service of Guru and Krishna. And if I'm not satisfied, I can come back again in the material world and do whatever I want. You've tried everything else, haven't you? You were Brahma, you weren't happy then. You were Indra. You were the moon god, the sun god. You're a prime minister. You're a rock and roll star. You're a multi-millionaire. You were a beggar. You were a dog. You were a cat. You tried every single type of position in this material world millions of times, and you've never been satisfied. So why not just make the experiment? But for one lifetime, I'm going to fully give myself to Guru and Krishna. Just for one lifetime. Just to make the comparison, you see. And after you've fully done that, if you're not satisfied, no one's going to force you to go back to Godhead, you know. You'd rather be a struggling, independent jiva in this material world, you can do that again. No one will force you to go back to Godhead. But why not try it? Give one life completely to Guru and Krishna. I've maintained this false independence for millions of births, and I never became happy. So for one lifetime, I want to give up this false sense of independence. I'm going to fully surrender myself to the spiritual master and do whatever he tells me.
И искам напълно да се отдам на духовния учител и да правя всичко, което ми каже.
As an experiment, that's all.
Просто като един експеримент. Това е.
Check it out.
Пробайте, пробайте.
See how I like it.
Вижте дали ще ви хареса.
Just imagine meeting Krishna, you can compare being in the spiritual world with being in the material world and see which you like better.
Представете си, че ще срещнете Кришна и ще може да сравните кое е по-добре, духовния свят или материалния.
You get there and they say, well, there's no bars here, there's no whorehouses. I mean, how could I be happy here?
Отивате в духовния свят и казвате, о, тук няма барове, няма клубове.
There's no McDonald's. You know.
Тук няма McDonald's.
You can, no one's going to force you to stay in the spiritual sky. You can leave at any time.
Никакво няма да ни насили да останете в духовното небе. Вие може по всяко време си тръгнете.
So why not go there and just make the comparison, you see?
Така че защо просто не отидете там и не направите сравнение?
I've heard it's a pretty wonderful place, the spiritual sky.
Чух, че там е духовното небе, много хубаво място.
You never get old.
Никога не остаряваш.
You never get sick.
Никога не
се. You never go deaf.
Никога не оглушаваш.
You don't have to worry about taxes or cold winters or, you know, Eyjafjallajökull, that volcano, you know, spewing the ash. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You get to just take prasadam and as many gulab jamun as you want. And you don't even get fat. You can just enjoy Krishna's company forever. You can be whatever you want. You can be a cowherd boy, you know, wrestle with Krishna. You can be a cowherd girl and kiss Krishna. You can be a flute and let Krishna kiss you all the time. You can be a cow or a calf or a butterfly, you know. Or if you want to be a rock, you can be a rock and Krishna can come and sit on you every day. In the spiritual world, you can be whatever you want to be. There's full freedom. You don't have to qualify yourself with a college degree. Whatever you, however you want to desire, Krishna will fulfill your desire. Any way you want to please him, he's happy to accept him. If you want to sing for him, he'll appreciate your songs. If you want to dance for him, he'll appreciate your dancing. If you want to sew clothes for him, he'll appreciate your sewing. If you want to cook for him, he'll appreciate your cooking. However you want to serve Krishna in the spiritual world, however you want to serve him, he'll reciprocate with you. And he will shower unlimited mercy upon you. So you're welcome to make that comparison. Spiritual master has come. He's offering free tickets to Goloka Vrindavan. You can take one of those tickets. Or you can say, no, thank you, I'm not interested. No one's going to force you. It's up to you. The tickets are being given out.
Билетите се раздават.
But there's one small price you have to pay.
Обаче има една мъничка цена, която трябва да заплатите.
You must have faith.
Трябва да имате вяра.
Because without faith, the tickets have no potency.
Защото без вяра тези билети нямат.
If you put your faith in the words of the spiritual master,
ако повярвате на думите на духовния учител,
those words will be your very ticket back to home, back to Godhead.
Тези думи на духовния учител ще бъдат вашия билет обратно при Бога.
Simply to take those words deep into your heart.
Просто да приемете думите на духовния учител.
So deeply that they echo eternally within your heart.
Дълбоко в сърцето си, така че те вечно да отекват в сърцето.
It's like we have taken the words of Srila Prabhupada into our heart.
Както ние сме приели думите на Шрила Прабхупада в нашето сърце.
Where they are echoing eternally.
И те там отекват вечно.
In this way, if you take the words of the spiritual master into your heart and let them echo eternally, then you're already liberated. The distance between here and the spiritual world becomes that big, that's all. As soon as you take the spiritual master's orders, your life and soul, then you come that far away from Goloka Vrindavan.
И ако приемете наставлението на духовния си учител като живот и душа, вие сте на такова разстояние от Голока Вриндаван.
That only 2 inches away. Can you imagine how close you are to Голока Вриндаван?
Само 5 сантиметра. Може ли си представите колко сте близо до Голока Вриндаван?
What is the proof?
Какво е доказателството?
Самашратиге палава плава плавам махат путан пунджа жешо мараре бавам бадир ватса паранг парам падам 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 ядве падам нате шам. That's the proof. From one who has taken shelter of the boat of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, who is famous for annihilating that rascal demon named Mura, and who is the shelter of this cosmic manifestation, this vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence becomes reduced down to the amount of water in the Penra calf. The destination of such persons who have taken shelter of Lord's lotus feet is not another material body in this world.
Тези личности, които са приели под своя функция от земя Кришна,
their destination is Парампадам.
Не се връщат отново в материалния свят.
That wondrous, mirific spiritual sky.
Тяхното местоназначение е това удивително, прекрасно духовно небе, Парампадам.
Not this cycle of birth and death.
А не този цикъл на раждането и смъртта.
Падам, падам, ян, бабадам, на тейшам. Where there is danger at every step.
Където на всяка стъпка ни бегнат опасности.
So you want to live a free of danger place?
Вие бихте искали да живеете в.
Or do you want to live in a dangerous place?
На безопасно място или искате да живеете в.
It's your choice.
Където винаги бегнат опасности. Ваш избор.
If you take the spiritual master's orders, is your life and soul.
Ако приемете наставленията на духовния си учител като живот и
дух, he will live in that place free from all danger.
Вие ще живеете на място, където няма опасност.
Krishna is eternally celebrated as the supreme superstar.
Където Кришна е вечно честван като върховната суперзвезда.
Any questions?
Има ли въпроси?
Ведическите принципи за брака в ИСКОН, тъй като, за съжаление, знаем, че процентът на разводите в ИСКОН е по-голям от толкова сред карми. Това означава ли, че също се взема ведически принципи?
How are the Vedic principles of arranged marriage applied in our society? Because we know that the divorce rate in our society is even higher than in the current society. So
I don't know if that's still true or not. The divorce rate in the society in general is pretty bad nowadays too. I'm not sure of the statistics of. But yeah, the Too many marriages. That means there's too many marriages based on sex attraction within ISKCON. That's what it means. We should take our marriages based on the advice of our seniors, spiritual seniors, our temple president, our guru, our parents, if they're devotees. We should make our marriage decision not based on sense desire. Because people are getting married on the basis of attraction, bodily attraction in our movement. That's why their divorces are there. Oh, well, look at that cool Brahmacharini over there. I think I'll marry her, you see. But as long as your attraction is based on that kind of a thing, oh, she's really cool looking, you know. Everybody looks cool when they're young, but people get older, they don't look so cool, you know. So if you're of all basis of marriage, but that's really a cool-looking Brahmacharini, then you get tired of her. You want another cool-looking Brahmacharini after a while. So one should base their marriage on the advice of seniors, guru, temple president, senior devotees. You see. Just like Kardava Muni, he's taking the advice of Svayambhuva Manu. Should never get married on the basis of sex attraction. Never. It's a surefire setup for divorce. Should always be based on duty. And you should analyze, is this marriage good for my Krishna consciousness? For us, that's the most important thing. Will marriage to this girl or this boy facilitate my advancing in Krishna consciousness? If it will, then it's very good. If it's just some attraction to a young girl, then forget it. You're Krishna consciousness, go to hell. Questions more? Yeah.
Е заложен на всички гениални произведения. Човечеството почва и кръсивица и свърши кадина и съвременно. Защо не ги виждат хората? Защо не прозират какво искат да ми кажат тези други от материална гледна точка велики умове?
Even the great minds of humanity they ask this question like Shakespeare said, to be or not to be. So in other also other persons they also presented this dilemma to be or not to be. So why people are not seeing they cannot understand that these questions
because they're hearing from speculators. They take speculators as their authorities. Shakespeare was not self-realized. Hamlet was pondering, should I live on or should I commit suicide? But if I commit suicide, I may live on in another state, so that wouldn't really save me anyway.
Но ако аз извърша самоубийство, това няма да ме спаси. Аз ще продължа в друго състояние да живея.
But that's some elevated thinking. We appreciate William Shakespeare.
Ние оценяваме все пак някакво издигнато мислене на Уилям Шекспир.
But he's still he's not on a liberated platform. He's not a self-realized soul. That's why we need the association of sadhus, enlightened personalities, not just great poets.
Това ние търсим общуването на саду или просветлени личности, а не някои велики поети.
The great poet may be able to very wonderfully describe the suffering of this material existence.
Един велик поет може много добре да опише страданието в материалното съществуване.
In a very beautiful poetic way.
По един много красив поетичен начин.
But it's still suffering.
Но това пак си е страдание.
Even though poetically, philosophically describes suffering. It takes a bona fide spiritual master to take you beyond this realm of suffering. The great poets and songwriters and philosophers can't do that because they're still within the suffering themselves.
Великите поети и писатели не могат да ни отведат отвъд това, защото самите те все още страдат.
Next question. Yeah.
Имам практичен въпрос. Какво трябва да направят преданан, която е по-напредна в своето кришна съзнание, нейния съпруг ни дава възможност да се развива и тяхният брак е основан на кришна съзнание, не на сексуално привличане. Да.
If there is a female devotee who is more advanced in her Krishna consciousness than her husband, who is also Krishna conscious, and their marriage is not based on just sexual attraction, so what? But her Krishna consciousness is impeded. Is
what?
Impeded.
No, let her be the leader then.
Нека тя да бъде водача.
The girl is more advanced, and let her be the guru.
Ако тя е по-напреднала, нека.
And you follow her. That's all.
Тя да бъде водача. Той може да я следва.
This is actually impossible because he demands very strongly on her Krishna consciousness, on her personality, and she feels like it's stunned.
It's not possible because he demands very much on his on her Krishna consciousness and her personality, and she feels like stunned and not able to progress. She feels.
And so whoever is more advanced, they should be allowed to take the leadership position. In the relationship. That's all. It's not a question, well, I'm male, therefore I'm always right. No. The male is supposed to be more intelligent. But sometimes he's not. Sometimes the woman is more intelligent. So you have to do whatever is the proper thing. If there's cooperation, nice cooperation between husband and wife, then there's no impediment for anyone's Krishna consciousness.
Can I
ask another question?
He wants to ask another question.
Тъй като се занимавам с астрология и понякога ми се налага да правя консултации, правилно ли е да казвам наистина това, което виждам според картата и опитвайки се чрез кришна съзнание да го представя? Дори това да не се харесва на конкретната личност или конкретното запитване. Виждаш ли въпрос?
Да, надявам се да го преминя. Since he's practicing astrology, he's practicing astrology, and sometimes he's consulting devotees. They come and ask. He gives consultation. And he tries to say what is actually.
You know what Prabhupada said about astrology? That it's for karmis. Because astrology means under the influence of the stars. You see. And the stars means the demigods, who are the predominating deities of the stars. That's what it really means. And the demigods, they are under control of the three modes of nature, actually. So astrology is relevant If the astrologer is good, first class astrologer. Mm-hmm. Astrology is relevant for someone who is still within the modes of nature. But for devotees, astrology is not very important. Because the more you surrender to Krishna, the more you become free from the influence of the stars. Stars means the material energy. The more you become surrendered, the less you're under your influence by the material energy, the more you're under the influence of the spiritual energy. So for a devotee, the best thing is to think what is best for my Krishna consciousness. That is the best way to make decisions, not astrology. But for karmis, it's very good.
Но за кармите това е много добре. Наистина е добре.
But for devotee is if a devotee is completely not a materialistic devotee, then it may help a materialistic devotee.
Но ако един преданен е материалистичен все още, това би му помогнало, да.
Каништа адикари.
Така наречените каништа.
But one who is sincerely dedicated to becoming a pure devotee, they don't need astrology. I've never consulted an astrologer. Because I know that, just like Prabhupada, he was supposed to die at a certain point, according to astrology. But Krishna spared him so he could continue preaching.
Кришна продължил живота му, за да може да продължи да проповядва.
So I know that my astrological sign doesn't matter so much because Krishna can overrule it.
Аз знам, че моят астрологичен знак не е от толкова голямо значение, защото Кришна.
So I don't even want to know what the stars say about my future. I don't care.
Така че мен не ме грижа какво казват звездите за моето бъдеще.
My mood is I'll defy the stars. By taking shelter of Krishna, I don't need you stars. I'm Krishna's man, I'm not your man. If he wants me to die immediately, that's okay. If he wants me to live for 100 years, whatever he wants. I don't care what the stars say about my lifespan. I know that Krishna can do whatever he wants.
Знам, че Кришна може да направи всичко, което поиска с мен. И не ме интересува какво казват звездите.
Another question?
Друг въпрос.
Петите Павана Прабу is your god brother, and he is working with astrology and use his Krishna consciousness to astrology. So it's not impossible.
Well, you can use it for karmis and you can preach to them. That's all right.
But he also uses.
But it's not necessary for devotees.
Because the devotees is also contaminated, because we are not pure devotee now.
Well, the one who wants to remain under the material energy, then astrology is good.
Yes, okay, I accept it.
If someone says, I don't want to be under the spiritual energy, I want to remain in the material energy, then for such devotees, astrology is good, yeah.
За преданите, които искат да останат под влиянието на материалната енергия и не искат да бъдат под духовната енергия, астрологията е добра, да.
I just want to remain in Maya. I don't want to become under the spiritual energy. I want to remain under the material energy. Why did Prabhupada say that astrology is for karmis? Not for devotees. You can ask Prabhupada when you go back to Godhead. It's right there in the Vedabhish. You can see it right there, Prabhupada. Documented evidence, Prabhupada said that. It's not for. I mean, somebody may do it for fun, you know. To see what the stars say. But it's with Krishna, they can override it within a minute. It's not ultimate. It's not ultimately important for a devotee. So the question is it favorable for someone's Krishna consciousness to base everything on astrology? That's what you have to ask before you go to an astrologer. Is this favorable for my Krishna consciousness? Why don't you just think, what does Krishna want? What does Guru want? You see, and do them. Base your decision on what Krishna wants. That's a much better platform. Now, if somebody wants to make a livelihood by being an astrologer, we have no objection. There's so many people out there, karmis, who can take advantage of a devotee astrologer. He can tell them about the stars, he can preach to them a little bit. It's nice. No, it's not bad, I think, for a devotee to be, earn a livelihood of being an astrologer. There's thousands and millions of karmis out there who can benefit by Krishna conscious astrology. So he can make a good income, grihastha income, you see. But do I need to consult an astrologer for my Krishna consciousness? No. Not necessary. I just consult my guru, that's all. I have so many instructions that Prabhupada has given me. I simply see, what does Prabhupada want me to do? That is my perfection. I don't need an astrologer. Okay, yes.
Други въпроси? След малко, окей. След малко, да. He also has a question.
Question came in here? All right, we'll take this one.
No?
Yeah.
Окей, първо, можеш сега да го зададеш. Окей, чакай малко да проведа. This is Bhakta Gencho, and he's very thankful for your lectures and for the enlightenment. He has a question.
Okay.
Dobre, kaza dobre. Ало? Това ли да преведа до сега? Окей. Добре, момент. Should I say it in Bulgarian first? Or? Значи, Бхакти Генчо пита, каза, че неговия баща е така пред, може би пред напускане, безпомощен, и той се опита на няколко пъти да го накара да повтаря святото име, и той го повторил, но казал повече да не го кара. И Бхакти Генчо пита, какви са признаците на напускане, нали? Човек преди да напусне тялото си, той бил чул от Щама Проучи, имал 12 такива признака, и иска да попита дали So he's asking about his father, who is in a helpless condition and maybe about to die, and he made him chant a few times the Maha Mantra, but he told him not to bother him again. He doesn't want to chant anymore, and he's asking what are the symptoms of a man who is about to depart to
a medical doctor, they know these things.
Лекарите знаят какви са признаците на човек, който ще си напуска тялото.
I'm not a medical doctor.
Санкашана първо не е лекар.
I know when my father died, The word came from my brother, the doctors. He was at one hospice, and they understood, that the healthcare people understood he was about to die, so they called my brother. My brother called me, and we went rushing to his side and had a kirtan just before he left his body.
Аз знам, че когато моят баща беше в болница и ни се обадиха лекарите, бяха разбрали, че
these things are known by healthcare professionals.
Наближава смъртта му и тогава ние отидохме с брат ми и направихме киртан. Тези неща ги знаят лекарите. Какви са признаците за да напусне човек?
Question.
Други въпроси?
Да речем, че момче и момиче искат... Да речем, че момче и момиче искат...
Something else he's saying.
Huh?
He's saying something else here.
All right. We'll give him a chance. He never has got to ask him before.
Кажи право, какво казваш допълнително? He said a few times the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Should I make him repeat it again?
Well, if he becomes offensive against the name, don't bother me with this anymore, it becomes offensive, that's not very good.
Ако той започва да се държи оскърбително към името, по-добре е да не го насилваш.
Presented in such a way he has a negative attitude against it is not very good.
Не е много добре, ако той развива негативно отношение към това.
If you're going to engage him in chanting, you have to do it in such a way that present it in such a way that he thinks it's a very nice thing, otherwise it's not good.
Ако ти искаш да го ангажираш за възпяване, представи го по такъв начин, че на него да му харесва това, иначе не е добре да е негативно отношение.
But if you can be there when he's leaving his body and have chanting going, audible chanting going when he leaves his body, that'll help him greatly.
Но ако си там, когато той си напуска тялото и мантруваш, това ще му помогне.
Окей.
Да, предположим, че момче и момиче искат да се съберат, да стъпят в брак. И ако са чисти предни ударени, нали сега ясно е, че вина се издигат над тибуните и на звездите. Вишните им проблеми има значение. Но ако, както знаем, докато стане чисти предни ударени, доста време на други животи. И сега от тук нататък има няколко варианта. Сексуалната платформа, на която да се стъпи брак, е ясна. Нали там какъв е изходът. А астрологията, според Патита Павана, тя има значение до толкова нената полза, доколкото да кажа, доколко има те съвместимост. Не ли така, че в близко общество също са правили хороскопи на двамата? Ако той отхвърля и това, според него, ако и това няма смисъл, тогава, както той препоръчва старши преднодарен да насъбери, чувал съм за някакви такива. Не знам каква дума да използвам, но може би нещо като изцепки. Този старш предно ударен, нали не му се доверяваме и той ги събира, защото главите им си приличат. Кръгли са, примерно, главите им. И ти трябва да живееш с този човек цял живот в крайна сметка, нали? До кога ще станете, че сте предно ударени? Става просто, че как да се доверим ние на тези старши предно ударени, примерно? Или пък, защото не избрали сме високи. Примерно.
He's asking about arranging marriages, and we know that sometimes it's good to have also astrological compatibility to see if the boy and girl they are compatible. But you recommended that the higher senior devotee arrange the marriage or some authority.
Yeah, that's the Vedic system. The parents would arrange.
Това е ведическата система, родителите.
Of course, the parents did consult astrologers for doing that.
Родителите те се консултирали с астролог.
But for devotees, the higher principle is to see that they're both the higher principle than astrologers. You see, that's is that they both eager for Krishna consciousness.
Но при преднодарените е по-важно да се види от астрологията да се види дали те имат силно желание за Кришна
съзнание. That is compatibility.
Това е съвместимост всъщност, когато имаш силно желание и двамата.
Should see the boy and girl both want to advance in Krishna consciousness. If that's there, both of them have that as the ultimate goal of their life, then it'll be a good marriage naturally.
Ако за момчето и за момичето това е крайната цел в живота им, тогава по естествен начин и женитбата ще е много добра. защото имат един и същи интерес.
Because that overrides everything else, Krishna consciousness.
Защото Кришна съзнание по този начин застава над всичко друго.
Примерно аз наблюдал съм предно дяди, на които не снимат желание, но въпреки това да служат на Кришна. И после след развода и двамата продължават Кришна съзнание, но крайна сметка.
He saw examples of devotees who were eager to be Krishna conscious, and they got together on the advice of some other senior devotee, but then they divorced, and
that means they did not make Krishna the center of their marriage. That's what it means.
Това означава, че те не са си направили Кришна центъра на своята женитба.
They considered some other principle besides Krishna consciousness to be more important than Krishna consciousness. So that's why the marriage broke.
Те са смятали, че някакъв друг принцип извън Кришна съзнание е по-важен и затова женитбата им се е разбила.
It takes two. The husband and wife have to both agree that the most important thing is to surrender to Krishna.
Трябва и съпругата и съпруга да се съгласат, че най-важното нещо е да се отдадат на Кришна. Това не е.
If either of them does not have that mood, then the marriage can have trouble.
Ако един от тях няма това настроение, тогава женитбата ще се провали.
Because Krishna doesn't want us to have divorce. It's against Krishna's teachings.
Защото Кришна не иска от нас да се развеждаме.
If I want to please Krishna, even if the marriage is hell, I will tolerate it.
Ако аз искам да удовлетворя Кришна, дори и женитбата да е ад,
Krishna's pleasure.
Ще го търпа за удоволствието на Кришна.
So if both the boy and the girl agree to make Krishna's pleasure is more important than their pleasure, the marriage will work. But if either of them or both of them don't accept that principle, then the marriage is in danger.
Ако и съпруга и съпругата приемат, че удоволствието на Кришна е най-важното в тяхната женитба, тогава тя ще издържи, но ако един от тях не се съгласи поне, тогава има опасност за женитбата.
Okay, our time has gone way over time. Малко. I'm going to stop here. Bring your questions to tonight's class. This is we're taking tonight is the last lecture until next week. We're going to Romania tomorrow.
Тази вечер ще е последната лекция до следващата седмица, защото утре заминаваме за Румъния.
I'll be back on Monday night.
Ще се върнем в понеделник, 24 май.
There's a program in Curie on Monday night.
На Кюри ще бъде програмата в понеделник вечерта?
Да. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we'll have to come straight from the airport. I think we're landing at 6:20. So we can come straight from the airport to the Curie.
Направо от летището ще заждаем за програмата на Curie понеделник.
What time does the program begin at Curie?
Колко часа почва програмата?
7? I don't know, we can just come straight from the airport then.
6:30, защото искам да имам повече време за питам, тъй като всички се сняват.
Добре.
Има проблеми понякога с това, че се дигна много шум. Да кажем след 9. Да. Така че по-добре е да започне, дори ако някой има желание да дойде в 6, заради за да има време за питам и след това нормална лекция.
It will start earlier with Kirtan. If you start with Kirtan earlier and when you come.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll just come straight from the airport. Okay, very good then. So everyone come tonight and tell everyone this is the last lecture of this week. It's tonight's lecture.
Kandaraj
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.